Blackwood, there's trouble in the old neighborhood. Murder in the sanctuary of the church. See to it. Cardinal Sean Cronin, the Archbishop of Chicago, is about to leave for Rome to finesse his required resignation. St. Lucy's, his old parish church, has been violated by murders in a locked room. The pastor, Monsignor Mikhail Wojciechowski, is a contemporary of the cardinal and a one-time rival, who, according to the cardinal, should have got the job. The old neighborhood is regentrifying. The parish, almost empty, is filling up again. Whites are moving back in. Yuppies, both black and white, are crowding into the Catholic school. Hispanics are coming into the church. Quick transportation on the L to the loop fills up the parish's parking lot. But not everyone is happy with the change. The aldermen, the drug gangs, the local activists, some of the developers, priests in other parish who resent Pan Mikhail, as Blackie calls the pastor, who is also a Polish prince with his own cavalry saber. His curate, one Nelson Ironman, is also a prince, a Nigerian who possesses his own royal spear and wears a dashiki over his priestly garb when he goes on sick calls. Together with John Casimir, a fierce cat who cuddles up to Blackie, they are a formidable defense for St. Lucy's Rectory and fight off a team of gangbangers who try to trash the. In the background lurks a shadowy gang of former government agents who may be orchestrating the violence. Moreover, there are hints of a murder 60 years ago of four brilliant young people who were friends of Pan Mikhail. The usual number of Father Greeley's ethnic characters inhabit the story. A Vietnamese police captain who heads a special computer unit in the basement of her home in an elite Chicago neighborhood, and is called, not without some reason, the Dragon Lady. A shrewd young Irish police sergeant named Declan O'Donnell, who works for her. A drug lord with devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe. Camila D'Attilo, an assistant state's attorney with whom Declan has some issues from the past. The ineffable Irish singer, Nuala Ann McGrail. Mary Alice Quinn, a TV reporter who has heard that Cardinal Cronin is retiring and that Blackie is being dispatched to the Rocky Mountains. And finally, a retired Notre Dame professor who writes letters to the Vatican about Pan Mikhail. Blackie comes to believe there is a link between the assaults on St. Lucy's and the murders in 1945. He discovers that his late father was involved in the case as a lawyer and finds the solution to both crimes in his father's confidential files. Blackie straightens out most of the messes and solves the locked room crimes, but many of the dead seem to be lurking around his solution, applauding the justice that is finally being done from the past. But will Cardinal Cronin actually retire? And will Blackie be sent to exile in Wyoming? That would be telling it, wouldn't it, now? But I can't imagine Chicago without Blackie Ryan.